The overriding consideration during this peak phase of the acting out cycle is to maintain safety of both the child who is acting out and the other children in the classroom to ensure that people are not getting hurt. And in order to do that, you need to find out at the onset what is your school's plan for responding to this type of behavior. And this is specific to every school as to what you're supposed to do if a student is completely out of control. In some schools, what they'll do is they will have the students who are in control line up and wait outside the door. Oftentimes, they'll call a vice principal or some other disciplinary figure to come remove the child who is acting out. So there's a variety of different methods that respond, and what's important for the teacher to know ahead of time before the very first day of school is find out how does your school want you to respond to those types of problems. Is the goal to keep all the kids in the classroom? Is the goal to remove the child who's acting out? A lot of schools have a removal policy at that point where they will send the child to on-campus suspension or phone a parent. The downside of that, though, I have to say, is that you are teaching that child that if you act like this, you can escape my classroom. So if the child's whole goal is to get out of a situation where they're not comfortable, either because they can't do or don't want to do what's taking place in that classroom, you're in danger of reinforcing some very inappropriate behavior. So you have to be careful. Get it over with as quickly as possible and get out of this phase so that you can restore the environment, debrief the child, and get back on track instructionally. But you have to keep everybody safe.